the news, I'm Wen Jie. The Chinese embassy in Britain has expressed strong opposition and protest against a joint statement from the Australia-UK ministerial meeting. The joint statement, issued following the meeting held in Sydney on Friday, expressed concerns over issues related to Taiwan, Xinjiang, Hong Kong, and the South China Sea. The Chinese embassy has called the joint statement's content regarding China a gross interference in its internal affairs, saying it is in violation of international law and the basic norms governing international relations. The Tonga government has released a second official update of the situation following the volcanic eruption last Saturday, saying initial international humanitarian support has reached the South Pacific island nation. It says ashfall and a tsunami from the eruption affected about 84% of the population of Tonga, covering the whole of the country. Damage assessment teams are conducting visits and aerial surveys of Tonga. It says naval vessels of Tonga were able to send medical teams and deliver emergency relief supplies to some islands. It says inter-island communication remains an acute challenge. A New Zealand relief flight brought telecommunications equipment to re-establish limited internet connection. A vessel is expected to reach Tonga in the next few days to repair the fiber optic cable that was severed by the tsunami. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says it is concerned about the potential impact the volcanic eruption near Tonga will have on agriculture and fisheries in the area. The island was hit by the eruption of an underwater volcano on January 15th. The FAO says around 86% of Tonga residents are engaged in some form of agriculture, whether it is through crops, livestock, or fisheries. Yemen's Houthi group reported on Friday that the death toll in an airstrike launched by the Saudi Arabia-led coalition on a temporary prison in Yemen has risen to 77. A statement released by the Houthi-controlled Ministry of Health says 77 killed prisoners and nearly 146 wounded have been transported by ambulances to the hospitals. The Houthi Health Authority says the number could increase as the rescuers continue their search for bodies at the bombing site in Yemen's northern province of Sada. The intensified airstrikes came after the Houthis claimed responsibility for attacking the United Arab Emirates, an active member of the Saudi-led coalition, with ballistic missiles and explosive-laden drones. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken have described their 90-minute meeting in Geneva on Friday as useful, but no breakthroughs. Lavrov says the main purpose of Friday's talks was to discuss the drafts of two fundamental documents submitted by Russia last December on legally binding security guarantees. Lavrov reiterated that Moscow has no plans to attack its neighbor Ukraine. Blinken says the meeting with his Russian counterpart was part of an ongoing effort to de-escalate tensions. He confirmed that both sides consider it important for the diplomatic process to continue. The Chinese mainland recorded 23 locally transmitted COVID-19 infections on Friday. Friday saw 10 new local infections in Beijing, 6 in Tianjin, 4 in Henan, and 3 in Guangdong. Across the Chinese mainland, 40 imported COVID-19 cases were also newly reported. Japan logged over 49,800 daily COVID-19 cases on Friday, setting a new record for the fourth consecutive day. Many parts of the country have been struggling with what was considered the country's sixth wave of infections. The cumulative total of COVID-19 infections in Japan exceeded 2 million on Thursday. The country plans to expand the enforcement of a quasi-state of emergency to 29 of all 47 prefectures. The central government has previously decided to widen the quasi-state of emergency to Tokyo and 12 other prefectures for 3 weeks beginning Friday. Ukraine will send 45 athletes to the Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games. The National Olympic Committee of Ukraine says the Ukrainian athletes will compete in 12 sports. For the first time, Ukraine will attend the mixed freestyle skiing and women's bobsleigh competitions. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.